Well, yeah, I'll be more than happy to share this story. So, it's very interesting. I was around the Alzheimer's Association since day one, ever since it was one fully merged state chapter. My mom was the first executive director under that flag as one merged statewide chapter. And so I was there as a kid, as a teenager, around this thing at every walk. I had no personal connection or really understood what this disease was at that time. And so to fast forward in life, I was in college in my mid-20s. I was in school for criminal justice. I really didn't have that passion, that burning desire to do this, but I thought I could do it, and I had to pick something, I was running out of time. And so I went to school at Marshall, and every other weekend or every now and then I would come to Charleston or visit my grandmother, my mom's mom, who was the matriarch of the family, the head woman in charge, and we were very close. And I remember one day noticing some differences. This wasn't the normal grandma that I always knew. And I remember talking with my mom, and long story short, eventually my grandmother was diagnosed with Parkinson's, and some issues that came along with that were new and different to us. But also along the journey, something else arose. And my mom and I are not 100% sure, but what looks like a duck quacks like a duck. There was something else going on. We think Alzheimer's, definitely another side to this beast per se. The disease is kind of two-headed we were dealing with here. And so in those moments, I thought, this is new to me. What I'm saying and doing isn't always getting the right result here. But I thought I knew a place that would know more, and it became personal. So I started coming around more to the Alzheimer's Association as a volunteer. I needed to learn. I needed to know. And one day I was, I had a thing in me that said, maybe you should apply for that front desk. And so I applied for an office manager front desk position and was somehow given the job. And I remember one day in particular, I'm sitting there at the front desk and a lady walks in and I put on my smile to greet her. And she looks at me and says, "I don't know what you're happy about," and just sits down. So I sit there and think, well, I'll just continue doing what I'm doing. If or when she's ready to talk, she will. And after a few minutes, she was, and she looked at me and said, "I'm so sorry. It was very tough today. My mom's my best friend, and she has dementia now, and these things that are happening, and this morning was very hard." And she yelled at me and blamed me and used some words she would never use. And I thought, I'm not sure what to say here or what is best, but this is what came out. I shared part of my story and told her how my morning started with my grandmother, who I loved so much. And maybe more importantly than that, I told her what I had found that seemed to work today. So I told her what I did this morning. When my grandmother did this, I got down to her level and grabbed her hand and looked at her and said, "I'll make you proud. I won't let you down." And I kind of rubbed her hand, and that seemed to do something there, as she was telling me to get it together and blaming me. That seemed to do something. So I shared that, and over time, I was told that I had a special gift, these stories, but also this professional knowledge, the expertise on this disease is something caregivers really need and can grab onto. And so over years, I moved up in the ranks in the Alzheimer's Association. I then became the family services coordinator. And my job again was to walk this journey, whatever it is. Do we need emotional support? You need that time to say what you need to say with no judgment. It hurts. It's hard. I'm tired of this. I'm mad. Whatever that is, because that's what happens to us. We have emotions that we have to get out, but we're afraid of the judgment. The other part is, who knows this thing we're dealing with? Alzheimer's is a disease that causes dementia, but there's so many other diseases that can cause dementia, or dementia can arise at some point with these things. And we need to know the difference and what we're facing with. And dementia is not a disease. It's a set of symptoms. So family caregivers, we're not always getting this information, but it's so valuable. How can we face something we don't know? That's That's what I tried to do, but also work with professionals, give the education and training and empowerment to professionals that are caring for the people we love and care for, and make sure they know what's best and are feeling supported as well. And then in the last 2 years of my journey with the association, I became the physician outreach specialist. I was spending more time with doctors and physicians, but still making sure the families were supported and educated. And then, you know, one day I thought, you know, it's time to branch out. It is time to take the leap of faith and go out on your own. And so in that time, you know, I was thinking of a name for this. What am I going to call this movement, this business? It's a hard word to wrap your head around. What am I going to call this thing? This, what am I doing now? And you go through a lot of thoughts. And I had a lot of what I thought were great ideas and names. And, you know, one kept coming up, but I was afraid to say it out loud. So one day I'm talking with my best buddy and I'm sharing these thoughts. And I said, you know, the name that keeps coming back now is REMT. You know, Ruth Ella Mooney Thomas. The reason I do this, the reason I am this, the reason I got into this and will be this for the rest of my life, Ruth Ella Mooney Thomas. REMT. What a name. Now I cannot imagine another name for this organization, for this movement that I'm pushing and a part of. It's amazing and surreal. There were lessons taught to me. I went through hell. I had hard days. I watched what this disease also did to my mom, an executive director of the association, someone who had to retire at some point to help care for my mom, my grandmother. I watched my grandmother lose memories and all these changes. And I now understand I could not be this. I would not be this without that. So that's why I'm here. I'm still standing. I walked that physical journey with her. I know she's watching this and caring and cheering me on, but I need to continue to reach you all, the care partners, the caregivers out there, people who don't have that support, that empowerment, that coach to help them. That's why I'm here. And that's why I always will be here. Anytime you need help, whether it's you've just received a diagnosis and don't know where to start, we can help. We can help coach you through this journey, help you find the best resources, let you know what this thing you're facing now is about, and also give you the empowerment to find your perspective, to find motivation, that thing you need to continue walking this journey. That's why we're here. You can call us anytime to find out more about our services, how we can help. And we also provide mediation services for professionals. We provide consulting services for professionals and long-term care facility and those caring for the people that we care about so much. Anytime you need to talk, want to know more about our services, how we can help you make it through this journey and make it better for yourself and the one you're caring for, you can reach out and call us at 304-553-7557. You can visit us on the web at REMTME.com. REMTME.com. Visit our Facebook page, Care Partner Conversations. It's a great way to connect with other care partners. It's a great way to find some valuable resources and information out there that may be very helpful to you. And it's a way to stay connected with us. You can message us. You can email us anytime. You can connect with myself. Email me at jt@remtme.com to find out how we can help, the services we can provide, and once again, you are not alone. The mission of REMT is to enlighten, educate, and empower all care partners and caregivers out there. Please know you're not alone. And thank you for letting me tell my story.